First of all, I think your description of my contribution may have been overly generous. My function is of a technical nature. I was at the COP21 conference to coordinate the team of interpreters that serviced the meetings at the conference. I did not go into the politics. I was really in charge of making sure that all the interpreters were in the right place at the right time to do the job they have to do.
Put yourself in the shoes of a fresh interpreter. You've got a lot of experience, 30 years, I believe, at the UN. What must it have felt like for a younger interpreter?
I think for a younger interpreter who has had few opportunities yet to attend major headline news events, it was evidently very exciting. There was a lot of excitement that was expressed in the corridors by interpreters. We often service meetings that are very obscure, that deal with very mundane matters that are not of great interest to the majority of the population. So it's very exciting to know that you will have to interpret a statement by major world leaders and that your voice is actually going to go live on television, on radio in your home country, and that maybe your mom and dad are going to be able to listen to you live. That's all very exciting. So there was a lot of excitement about not only the high profile of the event, but also the knowing that you are connected with a much larger audience than just the people who actually attended the conference. And knowing that your voice is being carried live over the airwaves was, I think, quite a thrill for a number of our colleagues.
It certainly sounds to have been the case. And was there any particular difficulty over interpreting exactly what was being said by some of the speakers?
I think we basically work the same way, whether it's a high-profile event or not. Sometimes a speaker will use words which are not the ones a native speaker would use, but you have to be able to understand the meaning that is behind it and convey the speaker's meaning rather than the words. Whether or not there are political difficulties in the debate is really not for us to judge. We're used to dealing with these kinds of situations in any number of settings. I think that's what the interpreters do best. And I wasn't in the meetings myself because I was coordinating the logistics in the office, but I've often been in the booth in such situations. And I would be tempted to say this is the easiest part, really, because it's the work that we know best and that's when we know what to do. The difficulty, I think, in an event such as these is has more to do with the logistics, making sure that everybody can go from point A to point B, get access, get badges, get the right amount of time and get the right amount of information to be in place to attend the proceedings. That was really my job.
It sounds maybe not the drama that people think it is, but I guess you have to have everything in place, all your ducks lined up, so to speak.
Yes, well, it's a different kind of drama for us. When you have, say, 150 heads of states that will come in and out of the building in one day, this inevitably results in imponderables and logistical issues. There was a case when we were asked for two interpreters for a bilateral consultation between the COP president and the Russian delegation, and they say, we need two interpreters, Russian, French, and we need them in 45 minutes. And the interpreters were maybe an hour away. So we had to figure out the logistics of that and how to accelerate the process to make sure that everybody is able to come at the right time. And they had to come running, and then they had to interpret without sounding too out of breath and that sort of thing. So those are the kinds of challenges that we face, you know, getting everybody in at the right time. Once they're in place, it's really smooth sailing because basically the interpreters know what to do.
I'm desperate to ask you what was said in that bilateral, but I won't go any further. Can I just ask you finally about what working on the agreement in Paris, has it affected the way you think about the climate?
Well, I like to think that I'm a responsible citizen and that I'm reasonably aware of the issues of our day. I'm very conscious of the issues of climate change. I think our family, my children, are very conscious of it. So I wouldn't say that the conference has significantly affected my attitude to it. Of course, as a citizen, I find it satisfying to know that an agreement was reached. That was something that everybody was hoping for and that everybody was worried about. What would have happened if there had been no agreement? But now that we have an agreement, of course, the devil is in the details and we'll have to see how this is implemented. At the end of the day, I feel quite humble about it. We're basically a cog in the machine, and the work that we do is the one we do best, but it's not necessarily more important than what is being done at the grassroots level by millions of people. And I think we all have a part to play in it, and that's what we do.